Does it work?
Oh, it does work.
Yeah.
How about that?
Except I can't hear in these headphones. There.
Well, that's too loud.
Well, then take your headphones off then.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Last week, I was sitting in that chair you're sitting in now.
Okay, well, let's switch headphones. That's really professional.
How's that? I feel better.
Yeah. I can live with this.
Okay, turn the mic up and let's start
talking. How about if we turn this down a little bit?
All right. Are you ready to start talking to the people?
First of all, this is WUSB.
Stony Brook.
And I'm Mike Juhas.
Oh, the mic's on.
Yeah.
We started.
Yeah.
You're Mike Juhas.
Right.
I'm Eric Corley.
Right. And this is the voice of Long Island.
Coming to you live over the airwaves. Very real on WUSB Stony Brook.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of good things coming your way tonight. So
yeah.
Anyone who's out there listening,
you know,
whether you be an orc, an elf, or a pirate, or whatever.
I think this might be kind of an injustice to talk over Suzanne Ciani, but I think we kind of have to have her in the background.
Suzanne Ciani, yes. Now, you met Suzanne Ciani.
Yes, I finally did meet her.
In her bathroom.
No, not in her bathroom. Stop spreading vicious rumors.
Oh, explain to me what you mean.
She was wearing her bathrobe.
Oh, in her bathrobe. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant bathroom.
Well, you're quite wrong tonight.
Never mind.
Never mind, exactly. Anyway, we first interviewed her back in April, remember?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the VU meters to make sure I'm being registered.
Oh, you're being registered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why am I so low?
You're not so low.
On the pod, I'm so low.
Because you're so loud right there.
Oh, sorry.
I try to tell you this every week, but oh no, you never listen to me.
Okay, continue talking.
It's just because you have low headphones. That's the only reason you asked.
Stop lapsing into technical talk.
Okay. So anyway, back in April, we interviewed her.
Yeah.
Remember how she was talking through her vocoders and her harmonizers?
Sounding like two people at once.
Right. And lowering the pitch of her voice.
Sounding very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, well, she was going through this weird voice, and then she came back to normal again, and you said to her, "No, go back to the old voice. I liked it so much." And she was very impressed that people like you and like me asked for more of that strange-sounding voice, so she went and she cut a single like that.
Strictly because of what I said?
Strictly because of us.
You're kidding.
Right. We inspired her. That's what she said. Right.
That's really amazing.
Now, that's the surprise. That's the surprise I have for you.
You have the single?
And it's all queued up and all ready to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to that.
All right. And you're hearing this here, first, and only, on the voice of
Long Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi. This is a great party. It really is. I'm so glad I could come. We don't get together enough, really. Party time, at all these cute people. Oh, my goodness. She's a good dancer. Is there anything to drink here? Thank you. Thank you, that was great. Let's have some fun. I feel real good. I feel real good. I feel good. I sound good. I look good. I think good. I talk good. I dance good. I'm good. Not important what you say anyway. It's how you sound. I know. Just the other day, I was talking to a friend of a friend of a friend. And, you know, you never know. Some people have personal preferences. No, that's not what I mean. Come on. Yeah. Woo. Go. Woo. Yeah. I feel good. Woo. That was great. You like that, huh? Oh, well, listen. Sometimes, well, my service knows everything anyway. Me too. You too. All of us. Oh, wow. I like that sound. Sounds real good. Come on. Let's have a good time. Just do whatever you want. Come on. That's more like it. That's it, that's it. Not bad. You like that, huh? Yeah. Great. Okay. Hey, let's go. Come on, let's get this. Yeah. Let's go. Woo!
We inspired that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do we get royalties?
I don't think so.
Oh. What's the name of it?
Party Time.
Party Time. That's, I was going to think of that. But
Suzanne Ciani as Steve.
Steve?
Steve. Yeah, that's what she calls herself.
Interesting. And who does the backup vocals? Is that her, too?
Probably.
That's really amazing. I bet she did that in her apartment.
Yes.
The whole thing.
She has her own studio. Arnie just found my root beer. I hope he doesn't drink any of it.
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
He's drinking it now.
Well, that's really gratifying to hear that somebody actually cut a single. And it sounds like a good single, too. Well produced.
Yeah.
And danceable. Danceable as all heck. I mean, I bet there are people out there who are dancing to it right now.
That could well have been.
Still, I guess. So now the echoes are reverberating off the wall.
We have to kind of talk in a syncopated rhythm here.
Yeah.
You know, a rat-tat-tat-tat.
It's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
So, well, I've got a couple of surprises for you, too, but I'll be getting to those later on.
Today?
Yeah, sure. Oh, we always have surprises in this program.
Ooh.
Yeah, and all kinds of visits with strange, interesting people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
things like that.
Good
so.
Stuff. So we'll be here for a couple hours.
We will be.
Having all sorts of fun and
playing all kinds of weird music, too. And if you have any suggestions, you're welcome always to give us a call and unload your mind.
At 516-24-6-7901. Here's something.
And if you didn't hear that, sorry, if you didn't hear that, call your information operator and she'll say it in a normal voice.
No, actually, it'll be very hard to get our number through information.
No, it won't. It's very easy.
Yeah, well, you have to ask for the State University.
No, you don't. Get on the phone right now and ask for the number for WUSB.
Really?
Go ahead.
You mean we're actually listed?
Go ahead. Just do it.
Okay.
I'll show you how easy this is.
Okay.
It's ridiculously easy.
Yeah, this is going to
In fact, access the number as if you were calling from a different place. Dial 516 first.
516-555-12?
Yeah, do that. That way we won't show up on the local number, you know.
Uh-huh.
She'll know we're serious, even though we're not.
It won't show up on the number we're dialing from as the one we're asking for.
I think when you dial 411, they know you're calling from the area.
Yeah.
We could be calling from anywhere now. Did you do it right?
Something didn't work. Now, listen,
goodness.
Don't talk to me when I'm dialing.
Oh, you can't chew gum and chew gum at the same time.
I can touch tone. I can't dial. It's been so long since I've actually dialed.
Your fingers are useless for dialing, so only touch tones, huh?
That's right.
Okay, well, here we go. Better, yeah. Here we go.
5 years directory?
Yes, the number for radio station WUSB, please.
A moment.
Thank you.
Number is 246-7900.
7900. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she gave us the office number, which is 7900. Okay, we'll admit that. But dial 7901, if you know, that way you can get to us.
Are we actually listed in the phone book as WUSB now?
Well, no, we're not in the phone book as WUSB, but the information operators know us as WUSB.
Really?
Yeah, it's always been that way.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You
just learned something on the air. Isn't
that
nice?
That's wild. I've never had any reason to call information to find out our phone number.
Yeah, well, that's how easy it is, folks.
Well, now that you
And if you
know
call
how,
that number, we'll answer that number, too, you know? We don't care.
Yeah, we'll answer it. Our radio station or something like that.
Something crazy like that.
Anyway, we do have some music now, and this is from Barrett Hersey.
All right.
On the Voice
of Long Island. This is weird stuff.
Yow. Thank you.
Thank you. room full of people, all kinds. And they had all arrived at the same building at more or less the same time. And they were all free. And they were all asking themselves the same question. What is behind that curtain?
That's our phone number.
Yes, it is. I wonder how she found that.
Is it true that we're going to have a whole bunch of celebrity computers tell us our phone number tonight?
Yes, all the computer all-stars, they all lined up. Wow. Eager to say our phone number, and you'll be hearing them throughout the night.
The phone number for WUSB.
Yes, make it a theme for the show. Oh, Laurie Anderson, that certainly is appropriate, don't you think?
Speaking of about themes...
That's our theme.
That's right.
Our theme into its third week.
That's right.
Our new theme.
From Andy Lisch.
Yes.
And he composed this himself, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What a talented guy, I tell you.
I'll say.
Yeah.
So, we have a couple of interesting features coming up. Some facts about the world in a few minutes that you may not have known about, may not have cared about, but you may care about now, or we may not. But then again, that's life.
That's part of the real world thing. Huh?
Yeah, it's the real world concept.
Yeah.
On the heaviest radio station in the nation.
It's the heaviest now, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We're also the most powerful radio station on campus.
That's caused
write that one
problems.
Down. That's another slogan that you're going to hear a lot of.
The most powerful radio station on campus.
That's right.
The only legal radio station. No, not really. No, you can't say that.
Well, those ham radio stations.
And there's also public safety and
public safety. And there's ambulances. There's a hospital.
That's right. And there's the maintenance types.
Maintenance types. Yes. Right. All kinds of radio equipment. But I do believe we're the most powerful radio station on campus.
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing if we weren't.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll check into that in the next week. If we're not, I'll get back to you.
We weren't always the most powerful.
Well, no, we used to have virtually no power at all. We used to be a carrier current radio station. You couldn't get us outside the dormitories. In fact, you even had trouble getting us in the dormitories.
That's right.
It was the most depressing feeling in the world. Even though I wasn't here, it must have been very depressing to be sitting behind a microphone, knowing that at most three people could be listening to you.
Oh, come on. Lister had more people than that listening to him.
Well, on Saturday afternoons, I guess, people woke up and did things. But still,
he must have had
it only goes to buildings, and if it sounds on an AM radio, you know, how good could it sound?
Yeah.
Not that many people would take the effort and time to listen.
Unless they were on the staff.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, he's come a long way, that's for sure.
Yes.
We've been FM for 5.5 years now, almost.
Time has flown.
It's really
amazing. I remember when we went on the air the first time. I was listening.
I remember before we went on the air the first time.
Yeah, hearing the test tones and all that kind of stuff.
WUSB, Stony Brook, on the air for testing.
Good old Frank Burgers. Right. Well, enough reminiscing. We have work to do.
We do.
What do you have queued up in the turntable?
Oh, something from Michael Honig.
Michael Honig?
Yeah. More electronic kind of stuff for some reason. I don't know why.
Getting into this mutant music, huh?
That's true. But stay with us.
We could change our style at any second.
On The Voice
of Long Island.
Thank you. 9-0-1.
Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you?
5-1-6-2-4-6-7-9-0-1.
And now the voice of Long Island journeys outward from its protective shield to visit the real world. And today on the real world, we'll be discovering some phone services that you can call to find out information about various things that you might not have thought you could find out about. Things like folk music and poetry. Stay tuned.
New York City through the 27th. Pinewoods Club events this week. Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis in a superb concert of American folk music. Friday the 22nd at 8 p.m. in PS 41 Auditorium, 116 West 11th Street, just west of 6th Avenue. Information 594-8833. Irish music sessions around town. Friday at the Broadstone Inn, 527 West 207th Street, 567-9067. Saturdays at the Buffini Stone, 11th Avenue, 51st Street, 245-9763. Saturdays and Wednesdays at Wild, 70 East 56th Street, 751-7321. Sundays at the Irish Art Center, 553 West 51st Street, 757-3318. Mondays at the Eagle Tavern, 355 West 14th Street, 924-0275. Molly Maguire's is Irish Music every Friday night at 150 East 53rd Street, 758-3410. Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m., Bluegrass at the City Limit, 7th Avenue off Sheridan Square, 243-2332 or 243-2242. There's a festival of Soviet Jewish traditions on Sunday the 24th, 3 to 7 p.m. in the Central Queens Y, 67-09 108th Street in Forest Hills, 268-5011. Speakeasy is open every night on Sunday the 24th, Brian Rose and Marilyn J. at the 107 McDougal Street, 598-9670. Lucy Murphy with Spencer Burleson, the 23rd Saturday at the People's Voice Cafe, 8 p.m. at 388 West Broadway near Spring Street, 426-2183 or 580-0224. Ohlone's has country music and bluegrass every night at 915 2nd Avenue, 751-5470. John Stein and Lydia Davis, Friday the 22nd, The Good Coffee House, 9 p.m. in the Ethical Culture Society, 53 Prospect Park West in Brooklyn, 768-2970. Folk City has a songwriters concert every Sunday afternoon, open auditions every Monday. Wednesday the 20th, Ferrin with Deidre McCalla. Thursday the 21st, Silly Wizard. Friday the 22nd, Bluegrass with Tony Trischka and Skyline. Open auditions every Monday. That's at 130 West 3rd Street. Folk City's number is 254-8449. at the Eagle Tavern. Mondays is an Irish music session. Wednesday the 20th, English folk singer Heather Wood. Thursday's all-time music jam session. Saturday the 23rd, Cloud Valley Bluegrass Band. Sundays is guitar picking night. And Wednesday the 27th is Charles O'Hagerty. That's at 355 West 14th Street, 924-0275. Cornelia Street Cafe is a songwriter's workshop every Monday at 29 Cornelia Street, 929-9869. Brian Gordon, Sunday the 24th, the Centerfold Coffee House, 7 p.m., Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew at 263 West 86th Street. Capulet has Bluegrass every Saturday at 151 Montague Street in Brooklyn Heights, 852-3128. Don't forget Fine with Folk Music Club concert Friday the 22nd. Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis, 8 p.m. at PS 41 Auditorium, 116 West 11th Street, just west of 6th Avenue. Information 594-8833. Thanks for calling Folk Phone. This recording will be changed by the 26th. We publish a monthly newsletter also. Call 594-8833. This is the Folk Phone of the New York Fine with Folk Music Club. Announcing Folk Music Commencement.
And for those of you interested in poetry events in the Washington, D.C. area, just stay tuned.
October 21st. On the 21st, at 7:30 p.m., Kathy Lohr and Sybil Sullivan will read at the Art Barn in Rock Creek Park. A dollar donation is requested. Also on Thursday night, at 7:30, four D.C. writers from Conference Workshop reading from their anthology Through the Saloon Doors. That's on Grace Cavallari's The Poet on the Poem, WPFW FM 89.3 on the dial. Also on Thursday, Chris Llewellyn and Ann Sheldon in the Poets in Person series at the Martin Luther King Library at 7 p.m. Free parking in the garage. On Sunday, October 24th, Ann Deegan will read at 2 p.m. at the Writers Center. Call 229-0930 for details. On Tuesday, October 26th, at the Library of Congress, Carolyn Fauché and George Starbuck will read in the Coolidge Auditorium at 8 p.m. On Wednesday evening, October 27th, Paul Gardner, Chris Llewellyn, Ron Morgan, Michelle Parkerson, Mary Lou Riker, and the Station to Station Poets will present Poets on Nuclear War, 7:30 p.m. at D.C. Space. On Wednesday the 27th to Sunday the 31st, The Poem as the Last Resort will be featured at WPA. This theater piece by Geraldine Gilstrap features poetry by Marge Piercy, Tulani, Elizabeth Suedos, Barbara Berman, Lisa Ritchie, and others. Performances begin at 8 p.m. Call 347-8304 for details. George Washington University holds open readings at 5:30 p.m. every Friday when school is in session. Call David McAlevey at 676-6472 for exact location weekly. To list items in next week's poetry hotline, call 544-7077. The deadline is noon every Wednesday.
Poetry is alive on Watershed Tapes. You can buy this Watershed tape of June Jordan and Bernice.
We can't say that. That's an advertisement. Well, if you're interested in those phone numbers to find out about folk music in New York City, call 212-594-6876. To find out about poetry in the Washington area, call 202-783-7638. Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you, when the voice of Long Island once again takes a look at the real world.
206-7901.
Hope we were friends to you, Ribbon. Not so long. So long ago. And every time we meet, you seem to forget. I've always been with you. I've been hearing things all around. You've been saying that I found my sound. I guess you can't be saying that. Man, is your worst enemy? Won't you tell me what have I done for you to try and beat me down? Let the change towards me. Tell me what's wrong. Won't you tell me? Oh, won't you tell me? Oh, won't you tell me? Tell me what's wrong. After all has been said and done, I guess that's how it ought to be.
First of all, sir, what is your principal criticism of the way that we have conducted our war in Korea?
It's my opinion that we should fight the war to win in Korea, rather than try to settle at the diplomatic table, which is impossible when you're dealing with Russia.
Well, Mr. Van Zandt, would you extend your will to win so far as to include the atomic bomb?
Very definitely, Dr. Peterson. I've always been a firm believer that we should use the atomic bomb, not only in Korea, but north of the Yalu River in Manchuria. I think that there are several targets in northern Korea we could use. That is, we could destroy them with the atomic bomb. We could destroy them and contaminate them.
To this cold and wicked war, when those hard-headed communists get what they're looking for. Only one thing that will stop them, and they're a ferocious fun. If General MacArthur drops an atomic bomb. Now over in Korea, our boys have fought and fell, but they died just like heroes amid a minute shot and shell. They had their hands tied behind them and were murdered by the sword, by those dirty-minded communists who started this sad war. They'll be fired just in the middle, flying all around, and the radioactivity will burn them to the ground. If there's any commies left, they'll be all on the run. If General MacArthur drops the atomic bomb. atomic bomb. Oh, MacArthur has the power to stop those murder things. And he'll make them sorry for their underhand schemes. Those no good communists just what they deserve. There'll be fire dust in the middle flying all around, and radioactivity will burn the playhouse down. If there's any commies left, they'll be all on the run if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb.
Yeah, where you been gone so long? Corina, Corina, where you been gone so long? I've been waiting, Master Baby, ever since you gone. I got a bird to whistle, I got a bird to sing. I got a bird to whistle, just don't mean thank you.
suits, a copy, Congi.
WUSB, Stony Brook.
Pistol on Rye with Russia.
Four in the morning.
What do you have?
Well, I'm in the mood for a corned beef and rice with a tomato and some coleslaw on the side. I'm really glad that you tripped on the curb, but we might have never met. It was a sight, you looked all perturbed, helpless and soft and wet. Oh, how do you feel?
I'm fine.
I'm not quite sure what you feel.
Who gets the ice cream?
Over here, please.
What do you mean?
It's very strange. Being with you makes me feel like a kid. How did you like the movie we saw?
Well, it's kind of thin.
I'm so confused, there's so much there, I don't know where to begin. I know we only met today. There's so much I wanna.
Maybe you're wrong.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's 4 o'clock in the morning. We met yesterday.
Where you from?
Madison, Wisconsin.
How long have you lived here?
About 2 to 3 months.
Don't know, son.
One more bite.
Let's hear some more about your career. Where that waitress disappear? Are you prepared for cheesecake or not?
I'm feeling kind of full.
I know you probably hear a lot, but you're very beautiful. Baby, what's wrong? What's that look in your eyes?
Nothing. I'm just real happy.
Oh, come on. That's no reason to cry.
Hey, honey, I don't like cheesecake. How about the pie?
Feel about this, maybe it's premature. I got this peculiar feeling inside right now. I'm not really sure I'm either in love or it's something I ate. Cause I never felt this way before.
Hey, Louie, there's a weirdo in table four in the back. He's singing.
Get these dogs down. I don't need any of this crap. I had a hard day at work, and I don't need to walk into a deli and get this crap from dogs.
Stand by. I'm terribly sorry, sir. Those dogs get out of hand sometimes. Stand by. Get over there.
Where did you ever get them
over
from
there by
anyway?
The soda machine.
What did you ever? Where did you get those dogs from?
Oh, I got those dogs from a nice road salesman who sells all kinds of dogs. Would you like one? We have 7 more in the back.
No, I want a sandwich, please.
You want a sandwich?
Yes.
Well, you certainly came to the right place, sir. We are a delicatessen, and delicatessens sell sandwiches.
Yes.
Of all kinds.
How about...
Any kind of sandwich you want, we will have here, in any style you would like it.
What kind of
a sandwich would you like?
I have a specific kind of sandwich I want.
Well, tell me what kind of sandwich you want.
Turkey.
And what kind of turkey would you like?
What kind of turkey do you have?
We have all kinds. It would take 20 minutes to list them.
Okay. How about roast turkey?
Roast turkey.
Sliced paper thin.
Sliced paper thin. Would that be bond paper or Xerox?
It'll be bond.
Bond.
Erasable size. Bond.
Erasable bond.
With a 20% rag content.
All right. Now, as to the roast... What degree would you like it to be roasted to?
Medium well.
Okay. Would that be 400 or 425 degrees Fahrenheit?
I better make it 400.
400 degrees it is. Now, what type of bread would you like that on?
Whole wheat.
Whole wheat bread.
Whole wheat, yes. Not cracked wheat. I don't like cracked wheat. I want whole wheat.
How thick do you want the slices?
Regular.
What is regular to you, sir?
Half inch.
Half inch, and how long should the slices be?
Well, what do you mean, how long should they be?
How long, unless you want them square, in which case the length equals the width.
Okay, that's what I want.
Well, how long do you want it to be?
Six.
Six what?
Inches.
Six inches by 6 inches by 1/2 inch. That's paper thin slice of roast turkey, 400 degrees. Would you like anything on that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mayonnaise. I want real mayonnaise. I don't want any of this imitation stuff.
Real mayonnaise. What color would you like that to be?
White.
I have to see if we might be out of white mayonnaise.
Aye. Out of white mayonnaise.
Would you like anything in the mayonnaise?
Egg.
Eggs. Large, extra large, or super duper?
Regular.
We don't have regular.
You don't have regular.
We just have large, extra large, and super duper.
Better give me super duper.
Super duper.
Super duper.
Eggs and white mayonnaise. What else would you like on it, sir?
Lettuce. Now don't tell me you don't have no lettuce.
We have lots of lettuce, sir. What color would you like the lettuce?
Green.
Green.
Lime green.
Lime green. Are you sure you don't want aqua blue green? We have a sale on that this week.
No.
Lime green.
Oh, think you can scrounge it up?
How many clumps of it would you like?
Two. Medium-sized clumps of lettuce.
Clumps to medium size. Medium as opposed to what, my friend?
Large. Or small.
Medium as opposed to large or small. Two clumps of lime green lettuce. All right, would you like anything else on that?
Tomatoes. Three slices.
Would you like those round, square, rectangular?
Regular.
We have no such thing as regular tomatoes.
You don't have no such thing as regular tomatoes. What kind of a delicatessen is this? You don't have no regular bread. You don't have no regular turkey. You don't have no regular lettuce. You don't even have no regular mayonnaise. And now you're telling me you don't have no regular tomatoes?
Excuse me one second, sir. Excuse me.
Is that my eggs?
Yeah, I told you to keep those chickens out of there. I'll take care of them, like I told you. I'm sorry, sir. What kind of tomatoes would you say you like? You want red tomatoes.
Ripe red tomatoes.
Red tomatoes.
Round ones.
Round, red. Round as in a ball or round as in a frisbee?
Round as in a disc.
Okay.
Eighth of an inch thick.
Eighth of an inch thick.
Hold the seeds.
You don't want no seeds.
I don't want no seeds.
All right.
What a hard day at work.
Would you like some cheese?
No.
No cheese, are you sure? We have a special on Swiss cheese.
Look, cut the cheese. I don't want no cheese.
How'd you like us to cut the cheese?
I don't want any cheese. I've been trying to tell you, I don't want any cheese.
You want us to cut the cheese, but you don't want to take it now. We can have it delivered to your house tomorrow morning.
No. Cut the cheese, and while you're at it, cut the mustard too. I don't want any of that stuff.
You want us to cut the mustard? We'd have to freeze the mustard.
No. I don't want you to freeze any mustard. I don't want any mustard.
Are you sure you don't want any mustard?
Yes, I am sure.
Well, how about some cheese?
Oh, all right, I'll take some cheese. Give me some cheese, I'll have cheese.
All right, what kind of cheese would you like, sir?
What kind of cheese do you have?
More than one.
Swiss?
Swiss would be fine.
Ah, now, what a stroke of luck.
Swiss is perfect, in fact. I have some right here in front of me now.
Good.
Just answer a few questions.
More questions?
Approximately what size to the nearest inch would you like that to?
The same size as the bread.
Please. The same size as the bread. That was 6 inches by 6 inches.
6 by 6.
Half inch thick.
You don't have to make the cheese half inch thick now.
You said the same size as the bread, sir.
Please
don't contradict yourself. It makes things awfully confusing. How thick would you like the cheese?
16th.
16th of what?
An inch.
16th of an inch. Okay.
You can handle that?
This is Swiss cheese.
Yes.
How many holes would you like in it?
Yeah. What?
How many holes do you like in your cheese, sir?
What do you mean, how many holes? Half a dozen.
That's six.
Six.
Six holes.
That's a great number, isn't it?
Now, we have a standard size of 1/4 inch by 3/4 inch for a hole. Would you like holes that are different from that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, come to think of it. Make them perfectly round, and I want them half inch.
Half inch by half inch?
Well, if they're round, yeah.
Okay. That's one roast turkey sliced paper thin bond erasable 6x6 half
20%
inch
rag content thickness.
20% rag content thickness baked at 400 degrees with white mayonnaise, eggs.
What's that?
We're closed, sir. Could you come back tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning?
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
The door is right that way.
These dogs! I thought you were going to get rid of these dogs. I can't take it anymore.
Come again.
Oh.
There it is by request.
Rob the Cash Box.
Rob the Cash Box, yeah. The special USB version that you can only hear here on USB.
Right.
Yes. And, well, do you ever have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's asking you question after question?
Yeah.
Well, that's
a good question.
That's what we heard, something like that,
yeah.
Beforehand. You ever have somebody ask you a question and start it off with the word question?
Question.
Yes.
Did you ever have anybody ask you a question and start it off with the word question?
Okay, you get the idea.
No, I never.
That's one of the things. Oh, come on, everybody has. Yeah, there are people like that all over the place.
And then I usually answer by saying, answer.
Yeah, you'd be a wise guy and do something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing all kinds of interesting, weird things, getting kind of crazy phone calls, right?
Right.
Including crazy ones from our chief engineer, but we're used to that.
Yeah, well, he doesn't count anyway.
So you're going to Pennsylvania right after this show, is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that must be fun. Mm-hmm. Driving down there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going down to the Philadelphia area.
Philadelphia, huh?
Yeah.
And you'll be traveling in the early morning hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Well, I thought so.
I have a song here for you that I'd like you to hear.
Oh, really? Is it a traveling song?
No, it's not necessarily traveling. I'd just like you to listen to the song.
Where are you going after the show?
I'm not really going anyplace.
You're not going home?
Well, yeah, I guess I'll do that, but I mean, I'm not traveling.
Oh.
If that's what you mean. I don't anticipate traveling this week. I didn't travel last week.
Oh.
I don't plan on traveling for a few weeks to come.
Huh.
I like traveling, though. Don't get me wrong.
So where are you going to go when you travel?
Well,
Virginia? Boston?
You know, I've been hearing about them having some difficulties over in Albania. You know, they've been hearing gunfire in the Yugoslav border. I just kind of like to find out what's really happening over there. You know, it's really hard to make a call to Albania. Do you know how hard it is?
Let's try.
All right, well, we'll see how hard it is to make a call to Albania. They don't even know what country it is. I'm serious. The people at the phone company do not know about Albania.
Who are you going to call? Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli or something?
It doesn't matter. We won't get through. And you'll see. This is living proof. Bum, bum, bum.
Why don't you twist your microphone to that box?
Lane, may I help you?
Yes, operator. I'd like to make an international call.
Where to, sir?
This would be to a country called Albania.
Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
She says with a smirk.
This should be good. Sir, I never heard of that country, she's going to say.
Where is it near, sir? What is it a?
Well, it's right next to Yugoslavia on a land border, and it borders on the
separate country.
It's a separate country. Yeah, it borders on the Adriatic Sea, across from Italy. That might help.
Sure, it's not covered by Yugoslavia.
It's a separate country. They hate Yugoslavia, so I don't think they
so
did.
They'd be associated with.
No, I doubt it.
Well, I don't have that listed. Albania. Hold
Thank you.
She's going to get a supervisor.
Yeah. Who probably never heard of it either.
A-L-V-A-N-I-A?
That's right.
Can I help you? Operator, we're looking for the country code for Albania.
Mike's got his pen out. You don't think there's going to be one, do you?
I'm not sure. Listen, is it listed by the United something, sir? United Socialist Republic or something like that?
It could be the Socialist Republic of Albania or something crazy like that, yeah.
Want to try that under S, operator?
I'll give you the supervisor if you don't know what it is you want to call.
Boy, we're really going upstairs.
That wasn't nice.
Not really.
No. I don't know what you want to call.
Service assistant, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is the operator. Party here is looking for the country code for Albania.
There's no reading to Albania, operator.
I didn't think so either, but I guess we can't call it then.
No.
We don't have any service.
It does exist,
though. Service to Albania.
No, sorry, so service Albania. I didn't think so either. Thank you, operator.
There are no phone calls at all.
I guess not. I don't have it listed either today.
That's too bad.
First time I've heard it in a long time.
Wow. All right, well, thank you for your help anyway.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, she tried more than most operators would have, but you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's so mysterious. No one knows about it. You can't even make a telephone call to the place.
Occasionally you'll see a news article, like in the Times.
Well, I saw one about a week ago, yes.
You did?
Yeah, and it was a big article about all the gunfire they were hearing.
Really?
Actually, it was from an island that was off Albania a little bit. They heard for about 6 to 12 hours nothing but machine gun fire. And they
really?
Didn't know what was going on. Nobody said anything.
Mm.
It's a mystery. The whole place is a mystery. And they used to have a king called King Zog. You know, how can you not love a country like that?
Yeah, that's true.
They have no friends. They hate the Soviet Union. They hate China. They hate the United States.
I have a few phone numbers here that I'll write down for you that somebody gave me.
Uh-huh.
That give you some interesting things.
Is that so?
Let's see.
You always come up with these weird and crazy telephone numbers.
Okay. This one, let's try, first of all, I'll give you two numbers.
Hey, there's our theme.
Oh, wow.
Where's that coming from?
Okay. Well, first of all, do you want to try dialing something that'll get us a doo-doo-doo?
We could try that.
All right. What happens if you dial 936-1616, the old time number?
You just get a message saying this number is not in service anymore.
Let's hear it.
I mean, you used to be able to call the time by dialing 936 what?
1616.
1616. And now, if you dial that number, you don't get any farther than the 936. And then this happens.
It's a loud ring?
Yes.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
That's what you get.
Hmm.
Now, you want to try these international numbers?
Yeah.
I mean, these are actually going to do something?
Because somebody told me that they have similar-sounding doo-doo-doos at the beginning.
All right, well, let's give it a try.
The first one, I think, is in France.
In France? Well, then to France we go.
Wouldn't it be great if you got the same operator again?
I hope so. She was nice.
Good morning, Mr. Salzman.
Hi. Yes, we're making an international telephone call. The country code is 33, and the city code is 1, and the number is 568-8000.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Busy.
Le numéro que vous demandez n'est pas en service actuellement. Le numéro que vous demandez n'est pas en service actuellement.
Hello.
Le numéro que vous demandez n'est pas en service seulement.
Hello.
Could you flash it?
I'm trying to flash it. I hope we didn't get charged for that. If we did, it's going to fall on your head.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Now, let's try the other one.
Where's this?
That's in Japan.
Oh, it's only in Japan. Okay. Fine. I'm writing that number down if it shows up in the bill.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
You'll come after me.
We'll get the same operator again.
Good evening, Miss Face. May I help you?
No. Yes, operator, we're making an international call. The country code is 812, and the city code is 3. The number is 7275386.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Better ask her to stay on just in case the call isn't complete.
They usually do that.
Hello.
What is she saying?
I don't know, but
we better hang up, because they charge by the minute.
Well, that's another one. That's two calls that I'm going to look out for in the bill then.
Yeah.
Okay, that was really interesting, I must say.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice hearing people talking in foreign tongues.
Right.
I understood what the first one said. I don't understand what the second one said.
What did the first one say?
The number you have dialed at this time is not in service, or something like that.
Oh, really?
This one probably said the same thing, although it took her a good deal longer.
Yeah.
Well,
but
not,
at least it didn't go doo-doo-doo.
That's true. Well, I know in Japan they have musical tones. Sounds like a what do you call it? Xylophone?
Oh, yeah. Like an old-time radio.
It's really nice. Yeah,
bong,
really
bong,
nice.
Bong,
yeah.
Bong.
But we didn't get that this time.
No.
Well, I proved my point, namely how hard it is to call a particular country and why it is I want to find out more about it.
Okay.
If you think it's hard to call that country...
Wait a minute. Isn't there a number that you can call for international dialing information?
I don't have it with me.
Call up 800 information.
To get more information on international dialing? Well, okay, but they always seem kind of abrupt over there. I don't know why.
Where? On the 800 information?
The 800 information people always seem very nasty.
Well,
to say the least.
Their nature, but...
Why does it have to be their nature? I mean, just because they're in Chester, Pennsylvania, that is where they are, you know.
Yeah.
That's no excuse. I know everyone makes fun of that town, but...
in fact,
hey,
I'm going
you know,
there.
You're going to Chester? Yes, 800 information?
Yes.
We're looking for the number for international call information. That's an 800 number.
Who do you want to call?
There's a telephone company number in the 800 exchange that gives you information on how to dial international numbers.
What's the name of it?
They're the telephone company.
I'm 800 Director Assistance. I check numbers for the entire United States. There's many companies. Do you know the name of it?
AT&T or the Bell System?
Here's the supervisor.
Thank you. Yes, operator, we're looking for the telephone number for international dialing information. It's an 800 number. It was recently advertised in a lot of magazines and things.
Mr. Howe, though, what's the name of those different ones?
There's different...
Try the Bell System.
Bell System, I would think. I sense hostility.
I don't know what it would be, unless... Wait a second. What area code are you in?
516.
Pardon?
We're in the 516 area code.
Nothing listed, just international dial.
There's no information number that you know of?
Not under that. I don't know how else it would be listed, sir.
How about AT&T?
It could be on the New York telephone or something like that. That may be it.
International telephone company, but nothing designating that.
What does it say?
I have the New York telephone, but nothing designating international dial.
Oh, yeah, I guess you might as well give us that.
I don't have anything.
Oh, you don't
have
anything?
Telephone offices is all I have, and they're not open this evening.
They're not.
How about AT&T?
Did you look into AT&T?
Just a minute, sir.
Thank you.
Another supervisor. Oh, boy, we're going to be getting in deep trouble down in Chester. Maybe I better not go there tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll be waiting for you. Word travels fast in the telephone company, you know. One operator here could be listening. She'll call the people down in Chester. They'll be waiting for you with tar and feathers and all kinds of other things. Our Stripe line is ringing.
Stripe line? Hang on, that might be somebody with that number.
If it is, that'll certainly simplify things. I hope she hasn't gone and left us. Well, actually, I don't really care if she's gone and left us. It just means I have to talk. But she could be looking for something more important. Was that information? What was that?
That was the number we're looking for.
Oh, good. We have the number? Can we hang up on this person?
No.
You have the number, though?
Yes.
It's engraved in your head.
Uh-huh.
All right. I don't know where this person has gone.
Well, we just have to wait.
This doesn't say much for the age of computer technology where everything's at your fingertips, because she obviously went someplace far, far away. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder
if it would help to flash her.
No, if we flash her, we'll hang up.
Oh.
That's the nature with information.
Uh-huh. Just sort of click. Or is that you?
90.1 FM.
She's coming back. Yes.
Okay, checking under the other listings as you had asked them. I don't have a number to give you.
You don't?
If you had the exact name of the company or what it is, I might be able to help you that way.
Okay, well, I guess we did our best. Thanks for your help.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Okay, well, why don't you try 800?
You actually got the number somehow. I don't believe this.
Well, our chief engineer called up.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
874.
874. Yeah?
4,000.
4,000.
And what was the question we were going to ask? Oh,
how
to
call Albania, for God's sake. I mean,
almost forgot.
Don't lose sight of the issues here. Hope they're open.
Information, may I help you?
Yeah. Oh, we got through. Yes, we're trying to get information on how to go about making a call to the country of Albania.
Albania?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Yeah?
Right now, we have no service to Albania. It's been suspended. And no, we cannot call Albania at all.
Oh, dear. When was it suspended?
Yeah. I have no idea when. Have you called there recently?
No, I haven't.
All I know is that it has been suspended until further notice.
Oh, gosh, because they didn't pay their bill or something. Can you tell me what you're listed under? Because we went through 800 information, and they weren't able to give us the number for this number.
In Albania?
No, I'm talking about this information number that I just called now.
Number is?
Yeah, well, I called 800 information and they didn't know about this number. Shouldn't they know about this number?
Hello, sir?
Yes, who's this?
Yes, they should. If not, it's very possible that your local operator can provide you with the number. I do not know what the number is.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just called. It was 874-4000.
Yes.
But it was just kind of funny that when we went through 800 information, they didn't know what it was.
I really could not answer that for you, sir.
Hmm.
What part of the country are you located in?
This is Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, thanks very much for your help.
Okay, sir, may I please, for informational purposes only, may I please have your area code and your exchange?
Yeah, sure. Our area code is 516 and our exchange is 246.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And you also. Thank you once again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gosh, what a friendly person.
Yeah.
He cared about us. He wanted to know what our exchange was. That makes me feel good.
If you wanted to know the rest of it, it would have been 7901.
Well, we can let one of our guests tell us about that. No, I don't think we can.
Well, I have to turn this on.
Oh, okay. You turned it off.
Yeah, because it was making a lot of racket.
Goodness, I don't believe it.
Two.
Who is that?
516246790-1.
like you to listen to this song, Mike.
Okay.
And we're going to play another song afterwards, and I want you to listen to that one, too.
Okay.
So listen carefully. That's called
Breakfast in Bed.
Breakfast in Bed. Do you know who does it?
The name is familiar.
Yeah?
I can't remember offhand.
It's Lorna Bennett.
Lorna Bennett, of course.
Yeah. Now, what I want to play for you now
is
kind of a rappy version of that, a toasting version called Skank in Bed.
Ooh.
By Scotty and Lorna Bennett.
Oh, Scotty, the guy who does Draw Your Breaks.
Yeah. Oh, good old Scotty. And he's really good, too. And you'll see here that even when he's talking regularly, he still has a rhythm to his voice. In this song, I just found this out tonight, he actually, someone walks into the studio, and he kicks him out of the studio right in the middle of the song.
That sounds like what we do here.
It's a lot of fun.
So
give it a listen. He's going
to
actually kick this person out in the middle of the song.
On the voice.
Of Long Island.
In bed, as I will tell it to you. No good God, do it to me, Lorna.
I've been crying
one time.
God's face is a mess.
Now come a little baby, would you tell me to
the
Jesus?
You can try to take my dress.
Excuse me, Lorna. I wouldn't do that to you. Cause I would never make you blue because I love you lonesome. I'd always be so good, guys. Said I would tell it to you.
Don't be shy.
Said I was afraid. I'm not afraid because I was a tender and a wiggle like this and a wiggle like that and a chop this a rhythm like a ninja. Scrap, good guys. So listen down.
without the brown nose, I would tell it to you. Doopy, doopy, doo, don't you know that I love you? That's what you're thinking for me, girl. Hockey and tall fish. Now, don't you know I like that liner? I tell it to Scotty, a good guy. Uh-huh. You don't have to say you love me. That's what I want you to do. You just rock it to me. You kind of shock it to me. Yeah! Cut, 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 cut. Tell me something. What are you doing in my studio?
Mom, please tell me what you're doing, sir.
Tell me something. I'm a little boy, I just like ting ting, sir. You can play bass. You can play drum.
No, sir.
Eh? As a matter of fact, tell me something. You can play organ. What? Your turn. Leave the studio, man. You understand? Leave the studio, man. Leave the studio. I don't want you inside here. What? With him, come forward. Do it, do it. A good cat. Is that for me, please? Oh, but you know, Lorna,
what's your
hurry? Uh-oh, I'm not hurrying, I'm just curring, and I'm skanking, and I'm working out the border with the tell you about this good condition, the flick of Scottish wrist, good God, it's great. Oh, no. Yeah! I leave the door. Without the brown of that potato, so you do the good deeds, good God. The doobie doobie, don't you know that I would do it to you? Good God, Donna. The fear I'm gonna have it. And you don't have to say you love me. Because you know that I will never ever really make you cry. Cause I'd always be.
Well, 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 what'd you think of that?
That was pretty good. You know what we should do? It was, first of all, six.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you. That's technical talk for those who are uninformed.
Technical talk? That's totally wrong.
What do you mean it's totally wrong?
Well, if you do that, it's right.
Okay.
But you're not doing that.
Well, I can't do it if oh, gee. All right, anyway, what everybody should do is call up Blister tomorrow and request that skank in bed.
Say you heard it here.
On The Voice.
Of Long Island.
Yeah.
Well, that's a darn good idea. Now, we just have a short time left, so if there's anything you want to hear, give us a call at, let's let the our guest computer say it. If our guest computer is even there.
516-246-7901.
That's our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen to the computer.
And you can call us up at any time during the day or night, but preferably right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? The message rate's the cheapest. Well, we can't really say that. That's kind of advertising.
Yeah, kind of, but who cares? It's true.
Speaking of kind of advertising.
Can I help you?
I'd like a snack, about 3 hamburgers.
Well, how would you like them?
I want them raw.
Honest?
With a thick slice of onion and some piccalilli.
Yes, sir.
Come on! Then I want me some ham and eggs and some potato salad and a piece of pie. Don't care what kind it is, so long as it has that meringue on top of it.
We have lemon and chocolate.
I'll have them both.
Both?
Yeah, and a quart of milk.
Is that all?
Nope. I'd like me some potato chips. And then what kind of cake do you have?
Devil's food, angel, coconut pineapple surprise.
His name is Bo. He likes food. To find out what else he likes, bring a friend to see a performance of Bus Stop at the Fine Arts Center, Theater 2. Playing October 13th through the 16th and the 20th through the 23rd, Wednesday through Saturday nights. It's a Stony Brook University Theater production.
Yeah, and you can call 246-5678 if you want info on that.
Bo, yeah. You know, tomorrow night's the last night.
Or you can call us here, too.
Yeah, tomorrow night is the last night, and I will be in attendance.
You will?
Yes, I will, I promise.
And I will be in Philadelphia.
Well, I want to see this show. It sounds good. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
Right now for you, a little Yoko Ono on USB.
Well, yes, on The Voice.
Of Long Island.
Right.
Yoko Ono from the Double Fantasy album with John Lennon, and I'm Your Angel. Now, I can't understand it, but everywhere I go, I run into criticism of Yoko Ono, and she's one of the most talented people around. She put out a magnificent album called Seasons of Glass, and a lot of people said that she was capitalizing on the death of John Lennon. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. We're going to be playing after 2 o'clock on this station, a bunch of Yoko and John music, so stay tuned, because we're people who like Yoko.
You are?
Oh, yes, we are. Don't look at me that. And you are, too. Remember the,
You just turned up the wrong microphone. Oh, no, you didn't need it.
I turned up the right one. Don't make a fool of yourself. When we had the John Lennon special, you heard a lot of Yoko songs for the first time, and you said you liked them.
You got the quick on here already.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that was fast.
That's
for a
quick
request.
Yeah, so we got a request for the quick, and we're going to play it right now. And we got a newscast coming up at 1:55, so we really shouldn't be talking now at all.
Okay, well, let's get into the quick.
Okay.
Thank you. but just a play.
Love you though it didn't show. If you
Da 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 da
Yeah. That's the end. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. That's called Da Da Da. I don't love you. You don't love me. Somebody requested that. Wanted to hear it backwards. Well, I'll do my best to play it backwards. First of all, let me get it frontwards. Okay. Now we'll play that backwards and see if we can do that. Hold on. Whoops. Didn't want to go there. There. That's it. Wasn't much, but it was something. It's 1:57.
And time now for a look at the news.
At 1:55. Actress Jennifer O'Neill, best known for her role in the film Summer of 42, is listed in fair condition at a suburban New York City hospital after being shot once in the abdomen. Bedford Town Police haven't said if the shooting of the 33-year-old actress was accidental. A former Hungarian freedom fighter was convicted Friday of masterminding the 1980 extortion bombing of Harvey's Casino Hotel in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. A Las Vegas jury found John Burgess Sr. guilty on four counts. A legal expert predicts the courts will find retailers and the makers of Tylenol blameless for the deaths of seven people who used cyanide-laced extra-strength Tylenol capsules. Jerry Zaslow said Friday it's unlikely they could be found liable for the tampering. And President Reagan's new chief economist, Martin Feldstein, told the business group Friday the economy is in the process of bottoming out and recovery is ready to begin. And Feldstein said the underlying inflation trend is not definitely pointing down.
And look on the weather front here. The 5 p.m. temperature in New York City's Central Park was 53 degrees Fahrenheit and partly cloudy. The humidity was 37%, 2.27 barometer, 30.28 and steady, with the winds from the north at 9 miles per hour.
Right.
And on Wednesday at 4 p.m. in New York City's Central Park, the temperature was 69 with mostly clear skies. The humidity 57%, the dew point 53, the barometer 30.21 and falling, with winds from the south at 20 miles per hour and gusts to 29.
Why would anybody care what the temperature at 4 p.m. in New York City was, especially the barometer and whether or not it was rising or not?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
You're reading Wednesday's weather?
Yeah.
He's reading Wednesday's... Can you believe this?
But,
this is what I think of that. Okay? Right on the air.
There. Reading Wednesday's weather. But the USB Long Island forecast for tonight is calling for frost warnings.
Yay!
Clear and cold tonight, lows in the upper 20s, mid-30s.
What? 20s?
That's what it says. Now, don't go ripping that one up.
My goodness! He's right! Lows in the upper 20s? Wait a minute, 60... Oh, I'm sorry, I gave it away. Wow! Keep talking.
Tomorrow, sunny and quite cool, with highs only in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, with lows in the mid-30s to low 40s. Winds north-northwesterly tonight, and tomorrow at less than 10 miles per hour. The outlook for Sunday, sunny and cool, highs in the 50s. Right now in Stony Brook, it is 6 degrees Celsius.
And that comes out to 43 degrees, but 20s? It's going to the 20s. It's October only.
Well, that's only if you believe this.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's usually somewhere close to the 20s. In October? Well, what's December going to be like?
It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock. But I just want to, you know, get this out before it's too late. I mean, someone's got to say something.
What happened to the summer? That's what I want to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm just in shock. If you're in shock, give us a call and console us.
What's the number?
Well, for one last time, our computer guest will tell us what the phone number is.
7901.
Yeah, that's area code 516. You didn't quite get that out, but that's right. It's there anyway. You want to give it another shot? Let's give it another shot.
516-246-7901.
Thank you so much.
Such sweet ladies.
Yes, yes, they are.
But how come there's no men's voices in there?
I don't know. I don't know. It's the nature of the beast, I guess.
Uh-oh, our theme.
That means it's time for us to get out of here.
Mike Uhas here.
Eric Corley there. We'll be back next week for The Voice of Long Island. Friday night, midnight. Be there.
On WUSD.
Tony. You messed that one up.
Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and say some friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk. But I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go. That's the look I know, when my feet go through the door. I know.
Stand by. She tells the girl to stand. they kiss with God on their side.